USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Palestinians in northern Gaza are fleeing in a mass exodus after Israel gave 24 hours notice for more than 1 million residents to leave and head south before an expected ground offensive. Hamas has vowed to fight to the end and told residents to stay. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has only just begun to retaliate for last week's attack by Hamas that killed more than 1,300 Israelis and seized scores of hostages. Some 1,500 Hamas militants have been killed in the fighting. Authorities in Gaza say the siege by Israel has taken over 2,200 lives, half of them children and women. Secretary of State Blinken met with Saudi Arabia leaders today. Laura Winters has more.
It's vitally important, and I know that our countries agree, that we work together to make sure that, to the best of our ability, this conflict does not spread to other places on other fronts.
The Biden administration urging Israel to delay ground raids until there is safe passage for Palestinians looking to leave Gaza. Now, one American woman living in Israel for the past 8 years, Abby Ohn, telling Fox News her entire family has been kidnapped by Hamas. A 13-year-old girl with special needs, two 16-year-olds, a 50-year-old man, and an 80-year-old grandmother. The woman calling this a Holocaust and beyond evil.
Reuters reports one of their video journalists was killed and six other journalists were injured in southern Lebanon when they were hit by missiles fired from the direction of Israel on Friday. Two of the big three Detroit automakers are laying off more employees due to the ongoing strike by the members of the United Auto Workers. Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler and Ford Motor, will temporarily lay off an additional 1,250 employees combined. Just over 34,000 UAW workers are on strike, which is now approaching the one-month mark. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Minimum wage for healthcare workers in California will increase to $25 per hour over the next decade after Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law yesterday. It preempts the minimum wage increases for healthcare workers passed by several city councils. The new law is the second minimum wage increase that Governor Newsom has signed in the past month after raising the pay for fast food workers to $20 per hour. GOP House members have put forth another name to be Speaker.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he will need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party during the floor vote in the House. That vote has not yet been scheduled. I'm John Schaefer.
Remember the days of walking into your neighborhood Best Buy store for the latest DVD? That is about to be a thing of the past. The retailer is phasing out the sale of physical movies in its stores. A 17-year-old boy has been arrested in connection to last week's mass shooting on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore City, according to officials. That shooting injured five people, including four students, during homecoming week celebrations. Police announced that a second suspect has also been identified in the October 3rd mass shooting. The 17-year-old who was not named by police, was taken into custody in Washington, D.C. Police say the 17-year-old had been charged with multiple counts of attempted murder in the case and was scheduled to be transported to jail in Baltimore. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.